This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The New York Yankees are having a pretty good year. Four games ahead of Boston in the American League East. Rookie outfielder Aaron Judge is the hottest thing in baseball. And yet there are still empty seats in the stands. A lot of them, too, and not just this season either. An analysis by the New York Times shows ticket revenue for the Yanks has been falling since 2009. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath takes a look at why that might be.
It's generally a truism in baseball, or any sport, that if a team is up, attendance and ticket sales are too. That's why what's happening with the Yankees is especially confusing.
The Yankees are having an outstanding season. A lot of people are shocked by their performance.
Wayne McDonald chairs NYU's School of Sports Management, Media, and Business. The last time the team was doing this well, like when it won the title in 09, he says the Yankees were almost selling out their brand new stadium. 98% of seats or more. Now they're selling around 75%. Ticket revenue has dropped.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
On a gray spring day outside Yankee Stadium, the Bronx Bombers are facing their rival Boston Red Sox for the first time this season. It's about an hour before first pitch, and crowds are streaming in off the subway.
Ice cold water, guys. Ice cold water. Ice cold. Ice cold.
In a truly New York sort of hustle, Clive Francis is selling dollar bottles of cold water on a cold day. Francis says he's noticed the crowds getting smaller.
Yeah, it's been going down a little bit over the years.
How long you been selling water here?
Selling water for like 7 years here.
The problems began the year after the Yankees opened their vast new stadium in 2009. NYU's Wayne McDonald.
Clearly the fans aren't coming now. Price is a big thing.
In the final few years of the old stadium, the average ticket price was about $33, according to website Statista.com. Now it's over 50. McDonald says
they were overpricing the average fan, the working class families who were the bedrock of the franchise. And that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because they felt as if the new Yankee Stadium wasn't for them.
The Yankees don't share revenue numbers, but a team spokesman doesn't dispute that ticket sales are down. He says despite the decline, net revenue has been up year over year. The team gets money elsewhere. 130-plus corporate sponsorships, a cable network, renting out the stadium. Sean Decker is a born-and-bred third-generation Yankee fan from upstate New York.
The whole setup of the stadium is just off. I mean, you're so far removed from the action.
Decker says he's turned off by the price, and also because the new stadium feels like a shopping mall or a 3D commercial. What with the Toyota Terrace, Budweiser Party Deck, and the AT&T Sports Lounge.
This idea that you kind of have created a retail mall inside a stadium is almost something we're aspiring to.
Clive Lewis Skyped me from London. He's an architect at Hassel, and he's spent the last 20 years building sports arenas around the world. He says the mall experience is a trend in stadium design that's catching on worldwide. Teams want to give fans a reason to come to the ballpark, rather than just watching highlights at home or on Twitter. NYU's Wayne McDonald says the Yankees are experimenting with new ideas to improve the experience at the new stadium. Things from communal areas to a kids' playground in right field and more. What the Yankees didn't do is lower ticket prices. McDonald says doing that can box a team in.
If you start to lower your ticket prices, you're going to devalue the overall quality of the product. You're telling the fans that the Yankees aren't worth what they once were.
Longtime fan Sean Decker says he's glad the team's making money, but he doesn't need or want all the bells and whistles of a fancy retail stadium. His advice?
Don't forget about the day-to-day Yankee fans, the blue-collar fans. I mean, I don't think it has to be such a corporate thing. It's baseball.
The only other thing he'd want to say if he talked to management is go Yankees. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.